sir. Mr. Quinones is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
I did it.
Thank you.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Great. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Jesus Mendoza Palomino, 327447.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form. Well, I see that you, 1 second, signed that form on February 7th, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing your attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Excuse me?
Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thanks. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. In the room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our acting board chair, the Honorable Mr. David Beal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in, Mr. Palomino and Mr. Turner. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Palomino, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind, there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I'll begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition 12A is demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer at the Mesa Regional Parole Office, 460 North Mesa Drive, Suite 211, Mesa, Arizona, by 9:30 a.m. the day after your release on or about June 29th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Palomino, is this true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Palomino's admission, I move to find a delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Second.
I'll go second with Mr. Johnson and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Palomino, we're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information on your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Palomino was released from ADC custody on 6/29/2018. And arrested on 1/21/2019 by Mesa PD. No new charges were noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 1/21/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 4/10/2019 with 206 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, burglary tool possession, 10 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse court of 1. He has no STD information and no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, the charges were dismissed or not filed. What's the GB score of G1, V2?
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Palomino. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, first of all, I think this case is a bit tragic. You haven't had a lot of involvement in the criminal justice system?
No, sir.
And I think if you had just cooperated with your parole officer, we probably wouldn't be here right now. But I'm going to ask you a few questions just to understand your case.
Yes.
It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at TLC. You did not establish residence there. And you went missing for 206 days. So what were you doing that time, sir?
Once I got out, I found out that my ex-wife lost the kids to CPS. And I was very depressed. But now I'm good. My father has my kids. And I would like a second chance.
Well, it's good to hear that your father has the kids and you've been able to maintain involvement in your life. We don't have any employment or programming or sanctions, though. It's because you disappeared from community supervision so quickly. But did you work at all when you were outside of the community?
Yes, sir. I was working with landscaping.
Well, it's always a good sign when people are working. And again, where were you living?
I was living with my girlfriend.
And that's a new girlfriend, not your ex-wife, correct?
Yes, sir.
So why did you break up contact with your parole officer then?
I was just working. I was trying to figure out how I was going to get my kids back. I totally forgot.
Okay, sir.
So I was going through a lot.
I understand that. People do go through some pretty hard times. Unfortunately, you did have a responsibility to community corrections based on the fact that you're coming off of a prison sentence and were transitioning back to the community. What caused the Mesa Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
Yes, sir.
What caused Mesa PD to make contact with you, sir?
Excuse me?
What caused the Mesa Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested?
Oh, it was just the traffic stop.
I'm waiting for a response.
Okay. And then, what, they ran your name?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's my fellow board members. They have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Palomino, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel you need us to know or understand?
No, I would just like to apologize to the parole board for failing to comply.
Well, thank you, Mr. Palomino. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion, fellow board members. Mr. Palomino has certainly been pleasant with this board, and as I said in the beginning, it's kind of a tragic case. He hasn't had a lot of problems inside the criminal justice system, but we just can't look past him absconding from community supervision for 206 days. I'd like to believe he's doing good out there, but we could not monitor his behavior in the community. And I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but I will say in that same vein, he looks like he has only 1 month and 13 days left. And I get a strong feeling that once he returns to the community, we won't be seeing him again. And I'd like to believe he's just going to be a productive member of society from that point forward serving his children. But that's where I'll begin the discussion. Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2018-W1994. Our discussion with Mr. Palomino, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapses, was about to lapse in a criminal ledger company, inasmuch that he absconded for over 200 days and we could not monitor his behavior in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
I agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Newell, agreed on by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, followed by Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Palomino, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on April 10th, 2019, which is about a month and 13 days away. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. I'm very happy to hear that your children are with your father, that you are productive, and when you return to the community, you'll be free and clear to pursue your own interests. So we wish you the best, and this hearing has been concluded. No further discussion may take place. Thank you, Mr. Palomino.